Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 3 of Consult the Sage. I am your hostess, MV Sage, and I am a professional spiritual life coach. I'm a certified Reiki healer, an intuitive psychic, and a tarot expert, among other things. I also write self-help books, and I run the New Age blog, consultthesage.com. So today we have a fabulous show. This particular topic is one that is near and dear to my heart and probably yours, if ever you have had a disagreement with someone that is close to you. And again, the show is about handling disagreements or arguments with someone close to you that you love and respect. So we're trying to figure out a good way to handle these issues sometimes, and I think that it can be very confusing because we love these people, we don't want to hurt their feelings, and yet we still need to defend our own points of view at times. And this can be kind of tricky and sensitive, but I'm going to give you some tips a little bit later on how to do that. And I also have pre-taped a very, very special interview with someone very close to me and very personal and someone I love and admire so much, yet someone I've disagreed with quite a lot in my life, my mother-in-law, Debbie. We spoke this morning, and I taped an interview with her. I'm going to play it a little bit later. So, let's see. First, I have a couple of quick announcements to make. The first one is my show has actually spurred on a good friend of mine, April. Her inspiration for doing her show was my show. So she has started a show on Blog Talk Radio, and the show's name is Freak of Nature. Check it out. April is a good friend of mine. We've been friends for a few years. We do not always see eye to eye on the political stuff, but we bond a lot over many other topics, and I really just love and respect her. She is a strong woman. She, like, is not afraid to put it out there and tell it how she sees it. And if you are interested in listening to some really hot topics, give Freak of Nature a try. It's so far been quite an interesting show. I'm also going to give you the phone number for call-ins if we do have time. The number for guests to call in, I'll be taking calls a little bit later, but you can feel free to call early and stay on hold. You can hear it through the phone. The number for call-ins tonight is 657-383-0442. And again, the number is 657-383-0442. I would love to hear from you. Feel free to give me some tips about how you get along with people that you are close to that you may disagree with, or you can ask me some questions. I can try and help you out. You can also tell me a little bit about maybe times where you have had disagreements with people and how you've been able to handle those. I also have another announcement before we get to the tips, and this is about an event, an online event that Consult the Sage is actually promoting this month. It is a full moon meditation at the end of the month. We will be doing an online meditation. So if you are looking for the type of love and good fortune and opportunities that only come along once in a blue moon, then the end of July is your chance, because at the end of this month, we will be experiencing a rare blue moon. That's what we call it when there are two full moons in one month. And we just experienced the one at the very beginning of July. And so we're going to have another one late this month. The official date of the moon, the full moon, is going to be the 31st. But we are going to have a short meditation and discussion the night before on the 30th. And we're going to do a non-religious spiritual healing protection meditation. And we may exchange some ideas to harness your personal powers during this high energy time. Again, this event is online. It's an online event. We're probably going to use Skype. We may do Google Hangouts, depending on how many people we get interested. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on July 30th, and I'm going to add a link to that Facebook. There's a Facebook page about it, and if you'd like to register, you can go to the Eventbrite registration, which is on the Facebook page. So I've added the link to the description in the show if anyone is interested. And now, again, I'm going to give the call-in number just because I want to know. I want to make sure you guys have it. The number, again, is 657-383-0442. And let's work on some of these tips here while we're potentially waiting for calls. I may not get anyone tonight, but we'll see. Now, the first thing in dealing with people that we don't always see eye to eye with is you need to remember that disagreeing with them does not have to mean that you're going to fight with them. You're not going to have to just argue and yell and scream. You can just state your case and listen to theirs. Exercise an open mind, even if you feel that they're not very on your level. That's okay. They might be just full of BS to you, but the best thing to do is just find some common ground on other points. And you don't need to necessarily try and convince them because you're not going to be able to convince everyone. And so it's really best to just kind of speak your piece, exercise an open mind, let them, like, tell you how they feel. That's the next thing. They need to feel heard. They need to feel understood, and so do you. They need to listen to you. You need to listen to them. But everyone needs to communicate equally. And stay focused on the problem. Do not let loose on the person. If you get personal, you have lost. If they get personal on you, they have lost. That's the end of the conversation. So stay focused on the topic and not on getting personal and being insulting just to one-up somebody. If you feel overwhelmed, it's perfectly okay to just take a time out and be like, look, we can talk about this later when we've cooled down. That's perfectly fine. Also, when you are finished, thank them for talking to you. Thank them for listening, for talking. If everyone has said their piece and nobody has lost their cool, chances are there are still going to be areas of disagreement, but that's perfectly fine. Just thank them for the discussion, and if you come away with new things to think about or a different way to see the subject, then let them know. Also, know when it's time to let it go and agree to disagree. We're all different. And everyone has experienced different things in our lives which shape our perspectives in different ways. So it's important to acknowledge and understand those differences. And that is the best way that people can show love and respect for one another in any situation like this. Now, I'm going to play my interview with my mother-in-law for your listening enjoyment, and then I will take some calls. So here we go.
In keeping with the theme of the show, how to disagree with someone you love and still keep the relationship healthy and happy, here is my mother-in-law, Debbie. So let's get started. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, MV. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on my show. I can't think of a better guest for this topic.
Well, I'm pleased to help out any way I can. So let's go to it.
Okay, so just to give my listeners a little bit of background information, I have been married for almost 16 years, and I've known Debbie for almost 20 years, and I have to say, at the beginning, we didn't start off exactly on a perfect note, but both of us, being the cool people that we are, we have worked really, really, really hard to get to where we are now, and now we're like BFFs. It's great. I'm really happy about it. And I know that a lot of people have issues with their in-laws, so I thought this would be a great show for people on both sides, for people who have children who are married to someone they may not see eye to eye with, or for people who don't always get along with their spouse's family. So let's get started here with the questions. the first question that I have for you, Debbie, is what is the difference between disagreeing with somebody that you care about and standing up for yourself if something goes a little bit south and just being picky or mean?
Well, it's a tough question in that there's no one particular answer. But I do believe that when you are picky and mean, you are looking to antagonize someone rather than to have a good conversation or a good relationship based on differences of opinion. Now, disagreeing or standing up for yourself means that you do have a difference of opinion, but it's just that, opinion. And this world would be awfully dim and dull if everyone thought the same way. So having opinion is healthy if you start by saying, I believe and I think that so-and-so is the right way to go. However, there is no one answer, and everyone looks at things differently. And I believe that if you start off with, it's my opinion, and I believe that you can't hurt anyone's feelings. You can't make a mess of a relationship.
That's a very good way to put it.
When you are picky and mean, you look to make a problem. You look to have arguments.
Okay, that makes perfect sense, exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I think that the spirit of it is very different when you're defending yourself or defending your opinions, you know, versus actually trying to find fault with something and start an argument. But, you know, again, there are ways to defend yourself that are nice and and ways that are not so nice. But, you know, as much as we have disagreed in the past, and probably are going to disagree about things in the future, I've never felt that you have ever tried to be picky or mean with me, and I've never tried either. I think the spirit of things is just both of us are very opinionated. You know, we're strong women, so we have opinions about things, and we like to talk about them, and I think we both enjoy a good debate, but at the same time, we're lucky because neither of us are, you know, inherently mean.
I agree with you, MD. I agree with you. It's a difficult situation when you have different opinions. Some people just back away.
Yeah.
And some people take the bull by the horn, so to speak.
Yes.
But I believe that in any healthy relationship, you can agree to disagree.
Oh, absolutely. I think you should. I mean, if you don't, then if you don't agree to disagree and you do disagree, things are going to get messy. And you're absolutely right. I think that picking your battles is a very important part of any relationship, really. Tell me about a time when you had a falling out with someone that you did care about. Did you try to repair the situation? And if so, how did you do that? What did they do? And were you able to resolve that?
Okay, the one situation that comes to mind is that as a snowbird, we leave New York for the cold winters and we travel to California. And we stay there for a few months and then come back home. We've met a lot of wonderful, wonderful people and have become friendly over the past 9 years. However, there was one incident that I can recall where I was very, very hurt.
I remember that. Hurt
to the quick, actually, when my good friend, when I asked her if she wanted to go to the show with Gary and me and out to dinner, she said, so sorry, but we're going with our group. And
oh, God. Yeah, I remember this one.
Your group? I said, I don't understand. Why can't we go to the show and dinner with you? And she said, no, she said, it's not allowed. The group has its rules and regulations, and there's no way that you can join us.
Oh.
And I was hurt because I felt that I'm paying for my own tickets to the show. I'm paying for my own dinner.
Right. What's you have a right to go.
If I join a group that's already, you know, a group, and the group just becomes a little bit larger. But no, that wasn't meant to be. And I let it go because I knew that if I said something directly to my friend, I might cut off a friendship that for years had been a really good one.
Right.
And I didn't want it to be a failed relationship. So I held my tongue, and I let about 4 days go by.
Okay.
And then I called my friend, and I said, you know, I'm really very, very hurt to the quick about what you said about the show and dinner. I don't understand why we could not join you. And she said, I don't make the rules and regulations for this group. It's a group of 12 people, and we decided that 12 people could meet in each other's homes and be comfortable with 12. More than 12 is not comfortable. It's just too big. And that's the rules and regulations that everyone in the group decided upon. So it's not my decision, because my decision would be, sure, join us. But I was overruled, and I want you to understand that it has nothing personal to do with you as a friend. It has to do with the rules and regulations made by the group of people in this particular group.
Okay.
And I understood, and I felt a little bit better, but I think I was hurt because I would never do something like that to someone.
Oh,
and
God, I know.
Part of the problem is I kind of expect people to be the way I am. I would never say something where I would hurt someone. I would never think of excluding someone on the basis of belonging to a group.
Exactly,
And when you set your own standards, you kind of think that other people will abide by how you feel, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
But I was hurt, and I spoke my mind a couple of days afterwards, and I said exclusivity is not the right thing for me.
Right.
But I believe that since I'm a snowbird and you live here and you belong to the group all year long, you don't want to lose out on belonging. And I understand and I accept what has happened, and I don't want to lose your friendship over something that you didn't decide on, but was made by rules and regulations by others. And so we resolved our differences with hugs and kisses. We both spoke our minds, and there was no failed friendship, which was a great thing.
Yeah.
I adore her.
That's really great. That's really a good way to do it. And I love especially the part where you waited a little while so that you could kind of calm down and collect yourself and think about things that you could say while you were waiting. And I think that's a really good tip, actually. A lot of people tend to shoot their mouth off right at the time, you know, kind of that knee-jerk reaction. So I really like that you gave it some time and some thought and collected yourself. I think we need to do that sometimes as people. What is the best way that you've discovered to find common ground in order to keep things cordial with other people?
I would like to not say with other people.
Okay.
I would like to stick to my relationship with you.
Oh, okay.
And the common ground is, of course, my son Jonathan, your husband.
Yes.
For all the years that he was living at home, I was, along with his dad, the captain of the boat, so to speak.
Yes.
And when Jonathan came home and told me that he found the girl of his dreams, which was you, MD.
Aww.
I was thrilled for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Jonathan that relationships between him and me have got to change, because when you marry someone, that someone is your numero uno. And you have to abide by whatever they feel and whatever they say, at the expense of me or your dad. And that you must always stick to them and agree with them. And at a later date, if you didn't really truly agree with them, speak about it at a later date. But you have to have a unified front with your spouse against anybody, against a friend,
yes.
against an in-law, against anyone, because your spouse is the most important person in your life. And the common ground for me was making my son happy. And although you and I come from different backgrounds, you are Catholic, I am Jewish, we overcame all that because I remember the first Hanukkah you called up and said, how do you make potato latkes and what do you serve them with? And I was thrilled.
I remember that.
That you were going to keep tradition in Jonathan's life.
Oh, and we always
and
have.
I
yes.
also remember the year that we went away, both sets of kids and spouses, and we all went away together, and we came back, and it was Passover.
Yes.
And you said to me, don't worry, I have made Passover in the house for all of us with all Passover foods.
Yeah,
and
that was my
30th. How you went out of your way to celebrate a holiday that you didn't know all that much about, but went out of your way to find out about it, learn about it, and cook the right things according to Passover.
Oh.
So I believe that you went the mile, and I knew that no matter what would happen, I would go the mile as well.
Oh, Debbie, you always have. You've gone above and beyond. I mean, my goodness. The least I could do is cook for you guys.
And boy, you are a good cook, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you. All right, so let's see what else we have here. Okay, if you've tried everything that you can think of, but the other person in the relationship, if you just can't seem to work things out, especially if, I know one of the things I had always talked about is sometimes you just have to let things go. Sometimes other people are not so quick to do that. And if you're not able to make peace, should you cut your losses and end that relationship? And when do you think that is appropriate if that step absolutely has to be taken?
That's a hard question because every situation presents itself differently and every person presents themselves differently.
Yes.
However, if you made a list of pros and cons with people, your pros should outweigh the cons.
Oh, definitely,
If they don't, then you have to cut your losses because you're never going to have a good relationship.
Mm.
If the cons are less than the pros, then you have something to work for.
Yeah.
And you don't cut your losses. You don't say goodbye. You work even harder to make things work.
Okay.
And you say, I'm having a problem. I don't understand why we can't agree on any situation and why there is this backlash between what I say and you say. I say day, you say night, you say day, I say night. No good. That's not healthy. So could we please agree to disagree? People have opinions. People have to state their opinions. And it's important that you come to a happy medium.
Yes, and definitely.
MV, I have to leave right now.
Okay.
So I love you, and I'm glad to have been on your program.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Best,
I love
best,
you, too. Okay, and thank you again so much. I think that the listeners are really going to like this.
Okay. All right?
Okay. Okay, take care.
Bye, love you.
Bye.
Okay. And that was the interview this morning with my mother-in-law. So as you can see, this is kind of a universal problem where people have these disagreements with each other, but they do love and respect one another. And I think that is really the most important part of any disagreement. Remember the love and remember to try to communicate. That means talking as well as listening. And speaking of listening, let's take a call. Okay, hello caller, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hi, caller. I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm in kind of a 4G here. Speaking of conflict, my carrier is having a conflict with the layout of the house, or where it's positioned. Okay, so wow, there's a lot of bugs out here. Okay, I have my keys, so I'm not locked
careful.
Up. So I just wanted to share a really helpful conflict resolution tactic that I like to use.
Okay, we have a couple minutes left. Feel free.
This is when you're dealing with someone who always has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them, you just listen to what they have to say. You say, you know, I didn't think about it that way. You're right. And they freak out. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
And they freak out when you tell them that they're right?
They freak out. Yeah, because people who always have to be right can't stand being agreed with and told that they're right.
So are you agreeing with them sincerely or are you agreeing with them sarcastically?
Well, I don't do it sarcastically. Mm-hmm. I just say, oh, you know, I didn't think about it that way. You're right. And then
okay.
and then just forget about it. And they freak
okay.
out.
Okay. And they freak out when that happens.
And they
okay.
can really freak. You can even get a really amusing response where they start telling you that, no, they're not really right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I do thank you for the tip. I'm going to go ahead and get back to the show. I only have a couple minutes left, but I do have a response, so please do listen and and enjoy. Thank you very much, caller.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Okay, so I just want to have a quick word about that. The problem with that, I think in some ways that's good, and in some ways it's bad. First of all, I think it's perfectly fine if somebody thinks that they're right to just say, I never thought about it that way, if you didn't think about it that way. But it's probably not a good idea to tell someone that they're right when you don't think that they're right, because that's going to create some discord. Basically, that's going to mean one of two things. They're either going to get pissed because they feel like you're being dismissive and being sarcastic. That's how I would feel. And the other thing is that might happen, if that doesn't happen, is they may feel like they can just bully you constantly and you'll always roll over and say, okay, you're right. Neither of those things is really going to be constructive. And it's also probably, well, it's definitely for the best not to do things when you are debating with someone that you care about and you respect, to do things intentionally to make them freak out. So I would have to disagree with you on that, but I also think that the idea of listening and being quiet, and then if you really believe that they're right, go ahead and say so. If you believe that they've presented you with new information, then it's okay to say so. But otherwise, I would recommend sticking to the facts and trying to just be respectful. So it looks like we have about a minute left, and I'd just like to take this time to thank everybody who has been listening, and I thank you very much, caller, for your insight, because that was a really thought-provoking topic. And also, I especially want to thank my mother-in-law, Debbie. Thank you so much for tolerating my interview today. We were supposed to do it tomorrow, and I forgot which day. So I really appreciate that, and I thought it just went wonderfully. And I hope that all of you enjoyed it. I would like to have Debbie come back on, maybe live at some point. But anyway, I am so happy that you guys were able to join me. And please come back. Next week, we are having Spooky Scary Week, and we're going to be talking to some great, great guests. And in the meantime, I hope that you guys will like me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. I have all the links down below for you. And remember, if you ever need anything, just consult the sage.